Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have been in the postseason, and this is the kind of team that can do it.
Ronald Acuna Jr., left center field and gone. Sixth of the season, that one a no-doubter, and Atlanta with a four-run lead in the fourth.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack at 6:23. Dylan behind the glass. And yes, you just heard one of Ronald Acuna Jr.'s incredible hits from yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a moment because it was a great game. I feel like the city can collectively take a breath today. But I want to ask you, Mike, about Father's Day. Bo, I'm going to ask you tomorrow. But we don't have you.
No, I am this one day a year that I take my kids to daycare, and it is tomorrow because you got dads with donuts.
And that's huge.
Yeah,
that's such a special moment.
Would not miss it for the world. So they are already excited.
It's going to be a very dynamic show tomorrow with Mark Zeno filling in. But what's going to be going on in the Johnson household this weekend with Father's Day? What is your perfect Father's Day?
It was so funny because my wife yesterday, we took the kids to dinner. And she was telling it, like, she was like, you know how we have a Mother's Day? Well, Father's Day is this weekend. And my son just snapped back. He's like, I know. And she's like, how'd you know? And he's like, my teacher told me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Maybe they're, you know, working on something or whatever. But, you know, hopefully a lot of relaxation. We do a thing we call the Redneck Riviera, where we get water slides and stuff out in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And they let it eat. We have some neighbor kids over and other things like that. And so that's probably what we'll do this weekend. That's my idea of a fun time, sitting around, got the garage open. Shout out to the garage floor company that sponsored me last year. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say their name, but they hooked it up and you know, got a good garage thing going on. So yeah, we just sit around do water slides and things like that, and that's probably what I'll be into. That and watching the Mexico City NASCAR race on the TV.
Very nice. You don't get the kids made pancakes breakfast in bed like on Mother's Day?
You know, probably, but she also knows that at this point with having two toddlers, the most valuable thing is just to let me sleep. You know what I mean? Don't wake me up.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I'll probably wake up and hang out with them because obviously all of our internal alarm clocks, all four of us in this room, go off pretty early.
Yep.
So there's not a lot of sleeping in on the weekend. So we'll see what happens.
I think that's the difference in men and women. Like, women won't, breakfast in bed, everything. I think most guys are like, can you just leave me alone? Can you just not be around me for like an hour? Can I just like have, just time where I don't do anything? I think that's one of the biggest differences. You'll definitely probably get that from the sleeveless one tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to ask you tomorrow about what you're doing for Father's Day, because it is a momentous occasion since you're having your very first one.
Well, don't be surprised if I don't have an answer.
I was going to say, he's like, I don't know what to expect. It just could be, could be cool.
I don't want to give anything away, but I would prefer to do nothing.
I was going to say, that's usually the, like, when your
or
kid's that young, like, that's your first request. It's like, what do you want for Father's Day? I just want to sleep. That's all I want.
I don't even care about that. I just want to do nothing. Like, I don't want to have to, you know, I don't know about, if you're probably experiencing it a little bit now, Allie, you and Grant being married for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays are just travel days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, well, we got to be at my parents at this time and your parents at that time. They're not like, they're not relaxing. Right. They are anything but relaxing.
Yeah.
So that was what the first time me and Amy talked about. I was like, all right, we're taking holidays back. Yeah, our kids, we have an excuse now.
Yeah, that's so true. Our families live in all different places. None of them live here. So it's like you get to like Thanksgiving the first year and you're like, where are we going to go?
Yeah. You got to rock, paper, scissors for holidays. Whose family you're going
to
see?
And then you try to alternate. And then her family is split between Memphis and Florida. And you're like, I don't know which one of these we're going to do. We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Family doesn't mean to. They just genuinely want to see you.
Yeah, right. Of course.
But they have a way of making you feel guilty. About, well, you know, you should be around your family. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're not coming?
I think the fall ones are the worst for me because every day is a work day pretty much in the fall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think Grant, probably you and Grant can relate to this because, you know, you go through baseball season.
Every day is a work day.
Yeah. Baseball season is much longer, but you work 5 days a week on the show and then you either travel or you're having to I mean, it sounds so terrible, but you're having to watch college football.
Yeah, God forbid.
Or that's a day that I allow Amy to, hey, let's do this because I know I'm gone Sunday and I'm gone half the Saturdays. So then like you're like, oh, we have Thursday for Thanksgiving. Oh, well, we've got to go to three different places. Like it just changes everything. So I guess I'm a curmudgeon. I don't know.
No. Things do shift as you get a little bit older. Well, a happy early Father's Day to the both of you.
Thank you.
But we are feeling swell today in Braves country. Braves pulled through. Oh, I'm going all day with it. Don't worry.
Nah, I love it. I was like, that's funny.
Braves pulled through and won the series against the Brewers yesterday. Final score, 6-2. An amazing moment with Spencer Schwellenbach pitching his first complete game ever. But Schwellenbach, being the guy he is, he immediately throws credit to Ronald Acuna Jr.
It's unbelievable. He plays the game like no one I've ever seen before. The arm, the hit tool, speed, everything. I mean, he's an incredible ball player.
Maybe I'm getting too excited, but is this the moment that turns it around, guys? I mean, we've got the Rockies in town.
Just calm down, okay?
Can we just appreciate the man that has never... When you said ever, I think people don't get that when Allie says ever, she does not mean in the big leagues.
Yeah,
with Schwellenbach.
Yeah, it's not
like,
a... Yeah.
Freaking ever in the history of his life, he's never thrown a complete game. I mean, maybe he threw six innings in like Little League one time when, you know, like they put he stands on the mound and the coach throws.
Right. When it was a five-inning game, yeah. They run ruled somebody.
But he's never done that. So that's crazy. And look, Ronnie's been, I think he had two home runs in this series, I know. He had three hits yesterday or
two hits yesterday.
He had three the day before, and I think he might have had two the night before.
No, I got that backwards. Yeah, you're right. You were right first time. Sorry.
So he had three hits
yesterday and two the day before.
No, he had three both days in.
Okay.
So he had like seven or eight hits in the series, including two home runs. That's pretty hot. Michael Harris hit his fifth home run of the series. He had two on this road trip, which means he had two on this road trip, which was one less than he had all season before it. So maybe you're onto something, Allie. I'm trying to feed. Rizal Iglesias had his best appearance of the season on this road trip, and they still lost 3 of 5.
Yeah,
you know. I'm sorry, 4 of 6.
I was gonna say it.
4 of 6 right. On the road trip, but yet somehow we feel good about it because you won your first out of what, seven series?
Yeah,
last seven series is the first win or something like that. So. I don't know, maybe.
What are you at this point? 10 games under?
No, you're 9. Can I say this though? You got 8 innings from Elder, 12 strikeouts. You got 7 innings from Sell, 11 strikeouts. You got 9 innings from Schwellenbach, 9 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And that's just I'm just highlighting 3. You had a good start. Schwellenbach's first start on this road trip was good. He had good, I think 6 or 7 and 3 earned. So your starting pitching has been really good and it's been really good basically since middle of April.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, there was a three-game stretch. Now, I want to say it was like maybe over the Red Sox weekend where you had like 22 innings from your starting pitchers and like 5 earned runs, and you still lost 2 of 3, which was extremely frustrating, obviously, when you look back on that series. And I do, and you brought up Michael Harris hitting one out last night, hitting it a long way. I do want to give him his flowers because we ride him, or at least I do, a lot. Yeah, dang it.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, dang it.
But wait, where's your playoff music for him?
I don't know.
I mean, they need to play this segment off for him. He's just done.
But anyways, Michael Harris did. We talk about guys hitting pitches that are right down the middle, right? And we talked about Michael Harris yesterday just swinging at pitches out of the zone. He did. He hit a pitch down the middle yesterday, which – that sounds like I'm almost being like tongue in cheek. Like I'm almost making fun of the fact that, okay, good, he hit a home run on a pitch down the middle. I'm not. Like, I'm genuinely excited about the fact that we capitalized on another pitcher's error.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast to that, Spencer Schwellenbach gave up a home run, and it was a cutter, I want to say down and in off the plate outside of the strike zone that got hit from a home run by Rhys Hoskins. And you look at that, and other teams, we aren't hitting any of those most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the pitches that are out over the plate, Ozzie Albies also hit one that was the middle of zone yesterday too. Not a home run, but a solid hit with good exit velo, which I know is a big thing. So it's nice to see guys hitting balls hard that are mistakes by another team's pitcher. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways I had from yesterday and really the entire 3-game set, although you dropped one right there in the middle. But I am excited, to answer your point. I mentioned the Ronald Acuña energy in the dugout a couple of days ago, felt the same thing last night, and hopefully that can continue to start to spin things around.
Well, and I hope they do kind of continue with this energy, like you were mentioning. They do have today off, and then Friday is going to be Bryce Elder pitching against the Rockies. We'll welcome Arcia back to Truist Park.
Yeah.
Is he going to get a round of applause when he comes out? What do you think?
I mean, who knows?
I would say
Freddie Freeman gets a round of applause every time a Braves fan sees him come up on their TV. They clap for him.
I do have a
Freddie.
Look, I am curious what that is, not to get too far off topic, what's Freddie's ovation going to be like at the All-Star game?
It'll be good. And you know what? He deserves it.
I agree. I mean, and people forget, he's obviously a good Dodger player. Guy was here for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. Most people don't realize it was 12 years of Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. That's a career for most.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing different things elsewhere. But I don't think, with the way the Braves are playing right now, I don't know that most casual Braves fans even know that Arcia is in Colorado. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Dude, we're just focused on the fact that we're 9 games under .500. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
They know. Because they're like, oh, yeah, of course this guy.
They know.
And they're not a big fan of Arcia right now.
They found us out.
They know. And we know. And coming up, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. They continue with all kinds of drama. Cover that in front page. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. It's Thursday, so another round of Throwback Thursday trivia. It is baseball themed, but it's also got a little twist to it with a certain holiday coming up. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.